June 7, 1928. How God, in creating man, infused three sons in him. Ardor of his love. Example of the sun. My flight, in going around in the acts of the divine will, continues always. And as I reach Eden, it seems to me that Jesus wants to say something. The memory, the place in which he created man, his creating will, his displaying love, the prerogatives, the beauty with which he created man, the goods, the grace with which he enriched him, are the sweetest and dearest memories for his paternal heart, which make him drown with love. And to give vent to his flames, he wants to speak about what he did in creating him. So much so that, while I am writing, I feel his heart beating so very strongly. Starting with joy, he throws his arms around my neck, and kissing me with such a great emphasis of affection, he has enclosed himself in my heart, as though wounded by the ardor of that love which he had in creation. And assuming an attitude of feast mixed with sorrow, he wants to be the spectator of what I am about to write. So, Jesus told me, "My daughter, how many prodigies of ours concurred in creating man? With our breath, the soul was infused in him, and in the soul our paternal goodness infused three sons, by which we formed in it the perennial and refulgent day, not subject to any night. These three sons were formed by the power of the Father, by the wisdom of the Son, by the love of the Holy Spirit. While being formed in the soul, these three sons remained in communication with the three divine persons, in such a way that man possessed the way through which to ascend to us, and we possessed the way through which to descend on him. These three sons are the three powers, intellect, memory, and will. While being distinct among them, they hold hands and arrive at forming one single power, symbol of our adorable Trinity, since while being three distinct persons, we form one single power, one single intellect, and one single will. Our love in creating man was so great, that it felt content only when we communicated our likeness to him. These three sons were placed in the depth of the human soul, just like the sun in the depth of the vault of the heavens, which keeps the earth in feast with its light, and gives life to all plants with its admirable effects, giving to each one the flavor, the sweetness, the color and the substance that befits it. In its tacit silence, the sun guides the earth, instructs everyone, not with words, but with facts, and with such eloquence that no one else can reach it. And with its penetrating light it becomes life of everything that the earth produces. Look, there is only one sun for the entire earth, but for the soul our love was not content with one alone. And finding ourselves in the ardor of our love for giving and giving, we formed three suns, by which all the human acts were to be directed, animated and receive life. What order, what harmony we placed in our beloved and dear sun. Now, my daughter, these three suns exist in man, but they find themselves in the same condition of the sun that shines in the heavens when it is surrounded by thick clouds and cannot fill the earth with the vividness of its light. Even though the communications are neither interrupted nor broken by the clouds, the earth receives its effects with difficulty, and does not enjoy all the good which the sun could do to it. So, not receiving all the life of the sun, it is as though ill, its fruits are insipid and unripe, and many plants are without fruits. Therefore the earth is melancholic, without feast, because the clouds have prevented it from receiving all the fullness of the light of the sun, so as to be crowned with glory and honor. Such is the condition of man, all things are in place, between us and him nothing is broken or interrupted, but the human will has formed thick clouds, and therefore one sees man without the glory, the order and the harmony of his creation. His works are without fruits, rotten and without beauty. His steps are unsteady. One can say that he is the poor ill one, because he does not let himself be directed by the three sons which he possesses within his soul. Therefore, in coming to reign, the first thing that my will knock down will be the human volition. Blowing, it will dispel the clouds, and man will let himself be directed by the three sons he has in the depth of his soul, and which possess our communication. And immediately he will rise to our origin, and everything will be feast and glory for us and for him.